Yeah, most of Australia hate me. look, Australians are passionate. They love their cricket. They want people to do well. It's no doubt that I've had a lot of opportunity at Test level and I haven't quite nailed it, but hopefully they can respect me for the fact that I keep coming back and I love playing for Australia. I love wearing the baggy green cap and I'll keep trying and hopefully I'll win them over one day.
That, of course, Bill, was the voice of Mitch Marsh after taking four wickets last night. So he did well, the young fella. And joining us on the line now, Nine's cricket commentator, Lisa Stelaker. Lisa, you just heard from Mitch Marsh there. You must be pleased for him to get a haul of wickets last night because he has been, I suppose, a bit maligned from the Australian public.
Well, I think that's the most candid interview we've heard from Mitchell Marsh. Really honest. And when a player is that honest and that raw, you just love him, don't you? And the fact that he performed well, he was probably one of the only bowlers that swung the ball and was able to swing it both ways, just showing you how important it is to look after the ball and be able to still move it. His best bowling figures in Test cricket. So what a little nice comeback for him.
Yeah, we like that. We do, Lisa. But a boring day of cricket, really. 8 for 271. Some drop catches. And Joe Root, how many chances can he have?
Well, he had a lot of chances and he still didn't convert his half century to a century. Let's just say both teams looked a little bit tired the first session. The Australians, as you mentioned, they dropped three catches. Two of them were definitely sitters.
Yep.
The third one, Steve Smith, probably a little bit harder. And England played some poor shots. And then it was probably after the lunch interval that Australia started to get the ball in the right area, started to bowl a lot fuller, which, as we know, creates more opportunities, and then they were able to take their chances.
We had them on the ropes, Bill, too, until Joss Butler decided to just tee off and bat with a tail and make some runs. But, Lisa, back to Joe Root, and we must say we've taken a little bit of pleasure here watching him struggle. Because he does annoy us, doesn't he, Bill?
Yeah.
What do you think the pressure's going to be like or is over in England? Because as I talk about his captaincy, he's really struggled and he's handed back the Ashes in England since 2001. There must be pressure over there on him.
Certainly, the English media aren't shy in going for their own, and certainly there's plenty of talk about Joe Root and his captaincy. You've got to remember that when he's taken over the captaincy, his batting average has actually dropped down by 10 runs, which is a bit alarming. Certain players sometimes rise to another level when they've got the leadership, but doesn't look like that's the case. Trevor Bayliss, the head coach of England, has said that the decision makers at the top are not concerned about Joe Root and his leadership abilities. I guess the one saving grace for Joe Root is the fact that there aren't too many other options that could take over the leadership role. The one that probably stands out is Joss Butler, but he's had a pretty lean run of this series and only really came into the test side last English summer. So he's still trying to cement his spot in the team.
Nathan Lyon only bowled four overs, Lise.
Not required.
No.
The seamers certainly did the job, and having obviously four seamers in the team allows for that to happen. And Mitch Marsh, obviously, the Australian team are craving for an all-rounder, craving a Ben Stokes if we were to go like for like. And Mitch Marsh has certainly at the start answered that call and has bowled well, but the real testing times will be, can he now, after bowling 20-odd overs, can he back up, finish off the English tail, and then potentially, if required, bat for long periods of time? That's what Australia are looking for in a medium to fast bowler all-rounder.
Nines cricket commentator Lisa Stelaker joining us on the line. And Lisa, now there's a big opportunity, if we can roll the tail this morning, for Davey Warner. Bill predicted he'd have a quiet series. He's been
not this quiet.
No, you didn't think he'd be this
quiet.
But
exactly.
What will the conditions be like to bat on today? Because a big opportunity for Davey Warner to find a bit of form.
Yeah, it is a huge opportunity. There were plenty of people, plenty of experts, myself included, that thought maybe it was best to drop him because he does look really down in confidence. And sometimes when a player is like that, you kind of just want to give them a break. Not to say that he won't play an important role in the future, but they've gone with him again simply because we don't have that many options over there. I'd like to see him just play his natural game. That there were times within the Test series that Australia were up and he was coming into bat, but still felt uncomfortable, still looked pretty much dodgy against Stuart Broad. But fingers crossed that the plan of reselecting him or keeping him within the side pays off and he's able to peel off some runs. Because as Justin Langer has mentioned, if David Warner starts to fire, this Australian team is looking really, really imposing for future series.
Just got to get Jack Leach out. Is he a boring?
No, he's
boring and his stupid glasses, his big teeth. We've got to get him out, Lisa. Hey, thanks for your time.
No worries.
And we're loving it on Channel 9 too, and also online on 9 now.
9 now, you can get the app.
Yeah.
I was at the footy last Friday night and I was watching it on my phone while watching Collingwood versus Geelong. Now, it's unreal.
Oh, how good's that, Lisa?
Big night tonight. Flick between the basketball, the cricket and the football. So you can have them all going at once, Bill. Just have the laptop and the phone and the
watching
footy.
Watching the footy, watching the catch.
Well, basketball's at 6, cricket's at 7:30, first ball at 8, and the footy's at 8 too, so perfect.
Thank you, Lisa. Good work. Come on, Aussies.